commitment to delivering you a remarkable experience. This call may be monitored or recorded.
It's 8:06 p.m.
Absolutely incorrect. In any time zone across the world, the actual time, my friends, is 1930 UTC, the time at which we always begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Yeah. Hello, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this, the Dubious Goals Committee. Oh, boy. What am I doing? Well, if you guessed pouring tea, you're probably right. I got me some Da Hong Pao. Yeah, so I'm having a questionable morning, a questionable day. Is it still morning? That's 1930. Is that morning in my local time zone? I don't even know. Where are we with that tea? Oh, it's good. It's so delicious. Oh, what am I gonna do today? I'm a little bit sluggish today. A little bit sluggish. I'm a lot of bit sluggish today, let me tell you. Oh, I don't know. I don't know what we're gonna do today. But I guess we can always kill some time with the numbers. So, hey, numbers lady, what are the numbers?
The numbers are 397, number 400, number 404, number 456, number 792, number 877, number 899. Thank you.
Oh, you are welcome, numbers lady. Yeah, thanks for those yummy, yummy numbers. Yeah, I need more tea. Oh, but what's that smell? Oh, yeah. Okay, so here's a weird thing that happened earlier. Kind of. I don't know. Is it weird? No, it's just a thing that happened. So I got up this morning, etc. I started doing my stuff, and then I noticed that the cat food bowl was almost empty. As I was kind of expecting, because it was getting low last night, and I thought, I gotta wash the cat bowl. I'll wait until it gets a little bit lower so I don't throw away a lot of food. And this all went down after I cleaned out the water bowl last night. And so this morning I noticed that the food bowl was greatly depleted. There was only about 6 duck nuggets left in the bowl, and I thought, okay, time to wash the bowl. And so I took it upstairs into the kitchen, and I washed the bowl, brought it back down, filled it full of cat food. And so, what does it all mean? Why is this such a disaster? Well, for two reasons. As you know, my cat eats duck, and duck smells weird, and also I cleaned the bowl out with soap, and the last time I bought soap, I wasn't able to buy the good soap, blah, 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 and I had to buy the other soap, which smells weird. So now, my hand, yeah, just one of my hands now smells like, well, basically, you know, decomposed duck and bad soap smell. Ugh. And that's annoying. It's about as annoying as a bass drop without a baby.
Bass drop, baby!
Oh, bass drop, baby. We love you so much.
Bass drop, baby.
Oh, that reminds me of another thing. Speaking of things that I need to clean, I need to clean the cover of this pocket operator. What happened here? It looks like something exploded on it. Did I sneeze on it? No, that maybe. I don't know. I don't know. That reminds me of something else, though. Yeah. This reminds me that we're out of tea. Ow, now I gotta stand up. Son of a whore. Ow. And now we gotta go make some tea. Right as the cat walks in. The cat's going, what's going on? Where are we going? What are we doing? Ow, so now I gotta walk back up the stairs. Not fun. Okay, we're cool. And look what we got going on here in the kitchen. Look, we have a conveniently boiling pot of water. Yay. Take off the lid of the pot and we're gonna pour it into the tea. Oh, look at that. Yay, look at all that donghong pao. Look, there's a couple buds up on the top here. And this stuff is barely opened. This has only been infused once before. So we're going for the second. Yes, we're going for the second infusion. You like second infusions? Yeah, me too. So, how am I going to do this? And I hope this cat isn't begging me for water, because we already refilled the kitty cup a couple times this morning. Alright, so I need to get a better grip on the hot boiling water so I can pour it into the teapot. Ah, nice. Okay. And we wait, and we wait, and we wait, and I'm watching it. I'm looking at the tea. Oh, I can smell it. Oh, it smells so good. Get ready to pull it. Get ready. Now. There we go. And we take the tea out of the hot water. We put the tea in the special tea holder. We put the lid on the teapot. Whip, whip, wee, wiki, wiki, woo. And we're good to go. So back downstairs I go. Oh. Right, so I woke up this morning way too early. I did manage to go back to sleep, but when I woke up, it was after having a weird dream. Not really sure what the dream was about now. This was about an hour ago. But, I don't know, I'm still kind of wigged out about that. But, here, you want to listen to the teapot? I love those wacky sounds. Oh, and speaking of wacky sounds, we're here just in time for, you know, piped-in crowd noise. Look, there's a game on. I didn't know that there was a game on right now. Somebody punch this in.
Well, it's been all over. It's the Leicester
City versus Brighton and Hove Albion. Leicester, what do you think about that, Pippa?
No need to sell. Financially, in a very strong
Pippa
position.
Pippa has also arrived.
He still has 4 years left on his contract here.
And Pippa has a lot more years on her contract. You gotta be a contract, kitty. Did you sign your contract? I washed your food bowl, by the way. Not that you care, but I also put in more food. So if you were thinking about eating some yummy duck chunks, all the duck nuggets are fresh and in your freshly clean bowl. And if you want to go eat some duck nuggets, some ducky chunks, you like those delicious ducky chunks? No, there will be no ducky junk eaten right now. But we got to get back to football. Yeah, there's a game on today, but the reason I wasn't paying attention was because I was looking at YouTube earlier, and 44Tunes, one of my favorite channels, has produced a new song. And it just got dropped like 45 minutes ago. Now, a little bit of explanation here. 44Tunes is a channel on YouTube that basically does cartoons, animations about football, world football, and it's always very sarcastic and very, it's very brutally funny. And they have produced a song that apparently is called 1-7. And this takes a little bit of an explanation. You need to see the World Cup 2014 semifinal between Germany and Brazil. Just for a little backstory, 2014 was the big year where Brazil was finally going to win the World Cup again for the first time in blah, blah, blah. They were even the host. They were the host team. They were going to rule. The whole world was going to bow down to Brazil once again. And all the Brazilians were just rabid. People were going crazy. And yeah, Brazil made it pretty far. They got to the semifinals, and they had to play Germany. And this is a song about what happened during that game. Well, not this part. This is the crap. Maybe we can start it now. And this song is sung by Thomas Müller, the famous...
Full Full Tunes Football Flashbacks. Brazil 1, Germany 7.
It's all over, Brazil 1, Germany 7. The last time I saw this many tears was when I caught my foreskin in my flies.
Hush, Brazilians, don't you cry. Thomas gonna sing you a lullaby. Hush, Brazilians, don't say a word. Tom's gonna sing you a song he heard.
Slash the composer takes a piss out of your head.
A pre-match hard out for Neymar. Need is a back so he won't start. Silver suspended.
What? No shirt for me?
Don't worry, peeps, I'll fill in that CB.
Football flashback you would like to see next, and check out one of the other football flashbacks below too.
Yeah, well, too bad you can't actually click on anything on the radio, but what are you gonna do? Okay, so yeah, maybe this takes a little bit of explaining, but one of the first things you need to do is go online, go to YouTube, and just type in Germany Brazil 1-7 or Germany or 7-1 or just World Cup 2014 semifinal. Anything you type in is going to bring up the highlights. And if you just watch, you know, like the 5-minute highlight reel, even if you know nothing about the sport of football, you will recognize immediately the domination of Germany and just how they destroyed Brazil. And it was the most, I remember watching this live, and it was the most beautiful thing I'd ever seen, because the Brazilians had gotten a little bit over cocky and were not being cool about it. And yes, as you can tell in that song, if you were following the lyrics, Germany was up 5-0 before a half an hour expired. It was ruthless. It was the most cruel and inhuman treatment of people that you've ever seen. And the best part of it was the director who was filming this for the TV, you know, he kept cutting to crowd scenes, and you wouldn't have believed the Brazilians. it was brutal. It was cruel and unusual punishment. It was one of the greatest things I've ever seen. And yeah, every once in a while, I go back and I watch those highlights of that game because I hate Neymar so much. And you might have noticed in the song that Neymar wasn't there. That's right, because in the previous game, in the game before the semifinal, Neymar went down. Neymar, quote, got injured, end quote. But we all know, and you even know this, even if you don't know anything about football, but you listen to the Dubious Goals Committee, you are aware that Neymar is a diver. He is a fraud, a fake, and a cheat. And if anybody ever gets close to him, he falls on the ground and, he's in the worst possible pain ever. Well, he pulled one of those in the quarterfinal. He went diving to the ground and writhing in pain, and it was the worst injury ever. And the team doctor said, oh, yes, he's broken two vertebrae. He's broken his back. You know, oh, my God, yeah, broken vertebrae. That would be a bad injury. If that's not a life-threatening injury, you know, that's at least a career-threatening injury. You're done. You've broken two vertebrae. You never play football again. So, wow, everybody felt really bad for Neymar. I almost kind of felt bad, but I didn't, because I was thinking, well, that's what you get. You cried wolf too many times, and now, you know, karma's a bitch, ain't it, Neymar? But no. Somehow, miraculously, Neymar completely healed two broken vertebrae in 2 weeks. That's right, he was back on the field and playing in 2 weeks' time from two broken vertebrae. Yeah, he didn't have any broken vertebrae. He was faking it the whole time. Why did he fake it? Well, to this day, I'm still convinced it's because he didn't want to play Germany. He's done this before. He's had career-ending injuries before. And these career-ending injuries just so happened to occur a week or two before really important games, and suddenly he can't play them. And yeah, and that's how he avoids the responsibility. He's a choke master, and he's a joke. Yeah, so as you know from listening to that song, Neymar wasn't able to play against Germany because of his, quote, broken vertebrae, end quote. And of course, Brazil gets slaughtered. And I do mean slaughtered. Oh, yeah. And so, yeah. Oh, my God. A week later, the World Cup was over. A week after that, Neymar was magically healed and playing again. God, I hate Neymar so much. So yeah, if you want to have a good time and also hate Neymar, search the internet. Get on YouTube and type in Germany-Brazil 7-1 and prepare to see the beatdown of your life. It's amazingly cruel. what do you expect from the Germans and their little blitzkrieg tactics? Ooh, did I say that? No. You know, but since we're on the subject, I wouldn't mind some Ramones.
1, 2, 3, 4! We'll be right back. And when they play live, they play faster, and the song isn't quite as long. Not that you ever need a song over 2 minutes long if you're the Ramones. So, you know, what are we complaining about? Oh, ow, a little twinge in my leg there. That was a little bit painful. Yeah, you know, I'm going to have to eat some bananas today for the potassium.
Banana.
Might have to eat a banana.
Banana.
If you can find one. In this coronavirus pandemic,
banana.
You're going to have to get yourself some more banana. But I guess that all depends on what I have for lunch. I haven't even thought about what I'm going to eat today. I don't have a hell of a lot of food, but I can't go to Pineapple Beast because it's not my birthday. Isn't it somebody's birthday? Whose birthday is it today? Hey, who's that in the corner? Is it that guy's birthday? That guy in the corner? Yeah, it's his birthday.
You in the corner, happy birthday.
Hey, baby. You got girlfriend, Vietnam?
Happy birthday over there. Welcome to Pineapple Beast. Y'all don't be afraid to get up and dance. Sit down and you're hungry there, don't it? Well, let's go! In my opinion, it's pineapple beef. Put up a long tray of pineapple. With a side of danger. And you get two sides, so get the beans. All the women wear monkey bands there to celebrate your birthday in that monkey way. Hey.
Especially when you have birthday Vietnam. And this, of course, is going to lead us right into some unknown Henson. Alcohol withdrawal.
My woman used to serve me party liquor in bed. It was a nice way to greet the day with a clear head. But she hauled ass, and now I miss my morning drink. No coffee, tea, or milk for me. Ugh, no thank you. No bacon, eggs, and toast, please. Don't go there. There's a goblin in my head and he's a pushing out my hair. If my hands won't a shaking, I'd grab my 45 and shoot that mockingbird that's raising hell outside. And shoot the wall and shoot the door and shoot that pokey dotted dragon that's a-laying on the floor. I know what it is, I seen it before. It's alcohol withdrawal. It's alcohol withdrawal. It's alcohol withdrawal. It's alcohol withdrawal.
But don't worry, I'm okay.
The preacher stopped by and he offered to pray. I said, get me to the liquor store or get the hell away. Then I said, excuse me, preacher, whilst I fetch my kitchen broom. I'm gonna beat that rattlesnake that just crawled into the room. And when he's dead, I'm going back to bed. I'm gonna tie me a belt around my throbbing head. I got a hangover, preacher, and it's a thoroughbred. It's alcohol withdrawal. It's alcohol withdrawal. It's alcohol withdrawal. It's alcohol withdrawal,
but don't worry, I'm okay.
Mm-hmm. jazz and artist. I paint all kinds of things. I painted a monkey in the bathroom and he's wearing diamond rings. Hey! Who the hell are you and what am I doing here? I hope that slowly dripping liquid from that bag is ever clear. You the ugliest nurse I ever seen in my life. I bet 10 American dollars you ain't no damn body's wife. Unhook this mess. I'm getting dressed. I don't need no glucose tolerance test. A half a gallon of hooch is all I request. It's alcohol withdrawal. It's alcohol withdrawal. It's alcohol withdrawal. It's alcohol withdrawal. But don't worry, I'm okay.
Very nice. Oh, I've been there. I can relate to Unknown Henson, king of the country western troubadours, and his song, Alcohol Withdrawal. And if that voice sounds familiar, it should. Yeah, you need to realize that Unknown Henson, in his other line of work, does the voice for Early Kyler on the hit show Squidbillies, to be found on Adult Swim, Cartoon Network, blah blah blah. He is quite the character. I don't mean Early Kyler. Early Kyler is a character and is quite the character, but so is Unknown Henson, and I love his music. I love his whole attitude, his style, everything he's got going on for him. Oh, he's a little bit crazy, and you'll never get a bass drop baby out of him.
Bass drop baby!
You can forget about it right here and right now.
Bass drop baby!
Because this is it. This is the end of the Dubious Goals Committee for today. What do you think about that, Uncle Grandfather? Yeah, is it banana-na-na? Is it banina-na?
Banina-na.
Yeah, I thought so too. Anywho, I'm going to get out of here. Gotta eat.
Na-na-na-na.
Yeah, I gotta eat a banana. Na-na-na. So tune in tomorrow, 1930 UTC, blah, blah, blah.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.